The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to We're not in the studios. No, where are we? We're at Dutch Bros on the corner of Market and Beacon. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing? Hey, have you got the weather here?
No,
wait a minute.
I do.
Who's that? I've got two at the helm, I think. I have Ashley and Sue. So whoever takes it, good job.
Okay. Well, today in the North Valley, you can expect just a few high clouds and highs in the 70s, with overnight lows dropping down in the 50s. Today, a high of 79 and a low of right around 56. Tomorrow, a few high clouds, otherwise sunny, 84 and a low of 60. Sunny for Saturday, a high of 88 and a low of 61. Then for Sunday, mostly sunny and a slight chance of showers. That's later on in the day with a high of 83. Then for Sunday night, a slight chance of showers once again, lows dropping down to 58, and that should clear off and be nice and sunny for Monday once again with a high of 86. It is mostly clear in downtown Redding, and Red Bluff is 55, 54 in Anderson, 50 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 52 degrees in downtown Redding. And now, Carl, back to you.
And the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
How's the sound there on the engineering end?
So far, so good.
Okay. Hey, okay. Hey, look, good morning, everybody. We're out here for Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. And if you come in, there's people lined up right now. Not only can you get a great cup of coffee, and you also have a couple people like Tyler Whitlow, who is right over there, and he's shaking a can in front of your face.
Okay.
And so that you can also help give to Turtle Bay. This is one of the great things that happens that Dutch Bros always is supporting is our local entities. So so here's a chance. Come on down. You can say hi to Trish and I. You can wave at us. We'll wave at you. Good morning. Hey, a lot of things going on.
That's fun when you know they're listening to the radio because they wave back at you as you're talking.
Well, maybe they're just being friendly.
Oh, but could be that, too.
It could be, too. You know, just say, what we ought to do is put a sticker, a reverse sticker right on the middle of their windshield that sticks.
Yes.
So it just says, listen to Casey,
There
or
you
it might be better to say, listen to you.
Go through yeah.
Hey, we're here with, we got that microphone there, kiddo? We're here with June Bell. Good morning, June. Uh-oh,
I can't hear her.
Okay. I don't know. It was working great the other day. Let me see here. This is you. And let's do this.
It's always interesting when we're on location because we think we've got everything going.
Everything was working.
And then, whoops, it isn't working.
Test, test, test. Try that now.
Good morning, Reddy.
Good morning.
I think so. Good.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
whoa.
June. June has done, we talk about people like Turtle Bay and, and other places that do a lot for people. June has an organization that she has founded and helps move homeless back to their homes. Is that correct?
That is. It's called iwanttogohome.org. And the reason I named it I Want to Go Home is because the homeless will call me and say, Mom, June, I want to go home. So it's iwanttogohome.org, and it's a great organization. It's not only helping the homeless get restored back to their family or friends, because sometimes they've burned a bridge and they're not welcome back home, and I don't blame them, so they have to earn that trust back. However, I do help people get to rehabs, and I have a few rehabs that are free that allow them to stay there 6 months or up to a year at no cost.
In the local Reading area?
All over the United States.
Okay.
So if they're from Ohio?
So if you're sending them home to Ohio, you can also hook them up to a with I don't know if hookup is the right term to use on drug guys, but you can also hook them up.
Probably
with
not a good word.
You can also hook them up with a sobriety center or a drug treatment center.
That's
so
right.
When they get to wherever they're going, they can go into that center and start getting help.
That's correct. They have a 30-day blackout period, so they can't talk to anyone. But after that 30 days, their family can connect with them. They can start going to counseling together with their loved one in the actual facility and start working out their problems before they get out. So if they start wanting to rebound because their family triggered something, they're actually going to have some counseling to help them after their family leaves.
Okay. Well, now, how much does it cost to send somebody home?
It depends on the ticket. I mean, if it's pretty close by, it may be $70. That's not normal. Normal would be around $155 to about $325.
And that's the bus, right?
That's just the bus. Now, Joe Wong usually funds that. Our money's getting low. We're down to about $1,700. After I send two more people back today, we'll be down to
probably... How many people have you sent back to you?
Probably over the past 2 years, close to over 300.
Wow.
Do they come back?
There has been, I think, three that have come back, one because they had a sister, one had mental problems, and the other just wanted to have the drug connections they had here. So
three out of 300 is not bad.
Well, that's great odds. I mean, for heaven's sake, that's a great success rate.
Well, I give glory to the Lord, really. All I do is my part. But I really do want to transition them back to their family or friends. It's not to put them on a bus and send them to another city and give another city our problems. It's actually helping that person get a hand up.
Well, sure, because you're checking with the destination first to make sure there's a place for them to go, and you can put them in there and transition them off that way, as opposed to, as you indicate, just
absolutely. So
them out
the person that's going home today, they're in the hospital. They will not get out of the hospital until we have a place for them. We have to check the family members, do family members really want them? Are they really the family members that I'm speaking to? Because they can have another homeless person on the other end of the phone call. Now I have to check out the address. Do they really live there? Does their landlord allow someone to come back in and stay with them? Because not all landlords will allow somebody to come and live with them.
Okay, so Joe Wong is funding the actual travel. How are you raising funds, and where do you get your money to check out all those other things? Because that's not free either.
Well, for... a year and a half, close to 2 years, actually, there's not been a salary for myself. And so I've done it just because I love people. So I am working another job as well. However, my passion is still homeless, and I've been asked, please don't stop what you're doing because it's really making a difference. So we would like to raise some funds, and I could give a phone number for them to call if they have any questions.
Okay. Yeah, put that list. If everybody grab a pencil, and we're going to throw out a phone number here.
So if you have questions or if you have someone you see in your neighborhood or on the streets that you just want to give them my number, give it to everybody. It's 530-355-9556. That's 530-355-9556. Or you could just email me at californialeader1@gmail.com.
Wow. Okay. And that's I want to go home.
I want to go home. And you know what? There is no place like home. You can go on vacation and come back, and you're just like, man, it's so good to be back home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's absolutely true. And I love to travel because I do a lot of that. But when I drive in my driveway and I get back in my house, I go, it's all good.
It's a safe place.
Yeah, you know? It is.
June Bell, who has started this foundation, is called I Want to Go Home. It works. You sent 300 homeless back across the United States of the group, and you have to ask how many came back. Only three. And it puts them back together with their families or their friends and gets them the help they need. So
helps them work through the problems
that we have to throw this in is that you also are working for
Congressman Doug LaMalfa as his district representative for Shasta and Tehama County.
Yeah. Oh, nice. All right. Very good, dude.
Well, I feel honored. I feel honored. He's a man that's putting it to feet. I really actually, when you're on the inside, you're seeing a lot more work than what you realize on the outside.
Do you know,
really?
I would
hope so, because we don't see very much on the outside.
Oh, he is in Washington. That man travels all the time, and he's always he naps in between. I don't know when he rests. I mean, really.
I was impressed because I recently had my grandson back to Washington, D.C., and Congressman LaMalfa gave us a tour for a whole, I mean, we were with him almost for a whole day. One, and he's a busy man. I mean, he was every place in that Capitol, in and out of meetings, and he's doing a good job. And what I was impressed with, he's respected back there.
Yes, he is.
He's making a difference.
Yes. Thank you. He is. Truly.
Okay. Well, look, thanks so much, June Bell. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to try and grab some of the celebrity paristas to come over and talk about what they're doing here. So,
thank you. Nice to see you
again. Thanks for having me. Yes, and thanks for Carl being a veteran for our country. I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the service, always.
Well, you know what? I'm sure everybody, you know what? People will appreciate it. You know, hire a veteran.
Yes, but you stand for them well. Yes, you do.
Okay. You know, the only way I could get a job was I had to start my own business. And then I pray every night that Linda doesn't fire me. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by one of Trisha's favorite places to be, her bed.
Absolutely.
Sleep Number here. Sleep Number is, I don't know, you've had this bed for how long?
Oh, I've had my Sleep Number for over 15, 17 years.
Wow. And what's your I know what you know what, we've been together so long. I know what your Sleep Number setting is.
Yes, you
it's
do.
It's 60.
No, it's 55.
55. Okay, I was wrong.
55 is the standard. You know, but what's nice about the Sleep Number is sometimes if you've had a little extra exercise and your body's just feeling a little tight, you can adjust that number to make you just drop right off to sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You know, my Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. But she changes that around a lot. But, you know, did you know that your favorite NFL team or player sleeps on Sleep Number? They have more than 1,800 NFL players are now sleeping on a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And you know, but when you talk to some of them, you wonder if they are really sleeping well after you see some of the games they have, like the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins need to spend more time
in the bed,
at Sleep Number 50, and then stay in bed during the games because they get hammered every time. You know what? The last two games, they've scored 100 points against them, and they haven't scored any. So
they're not doing well. They need more sleep or less.
Well, I tell you what, it's because I tell you what, Tom Brady slept on a Sleep Number bed, came out that day and beat them 48-0. So hey. The thing about Sleep Number is it's the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds. It senses your movement, and it automatically kind of moves so it adjusts to you. And right now, you can find your competitive edge with a proven quality sleep from $999. Great price for a bed that lasts for a long time, rated number one by J.D. Powers, rated number one by me, Linda, and Trish. Doesn't get any better than that. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store and find out just why you should buy a Sleep Number bed. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, 7:17 in the morning, and about how, what is it, about 59, 60, what is it out there? 59, we're standing out here. But we'll be right back after these messages.
That's 53 degrees. It's 53 degrees.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call group sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater.
Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now, back to our show.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
Kevin DeGrees.
What a wonderful world.
Eureka and Market Street. So come on by here and say hello. We're here for Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, after having your plumbing and your sprinklers and, you know, fires and everything, you know, River Commons Senior Living is starting to look pretty good.
I'm with you. You know, I wonder if their internet works.
I know they have internet, they have Wi-Fi, they have gourmet chef, they have, you know, two-bedroom places, they take pets. I mean, you get fed, you know, you go down there, you have your choice of food, you have all of that, you know, really cool stuff, and you get to meet a bunch of great people. And this isn't an assisted living, it's
just a place where they take care of everything.
Yeah, it's a luxury senior living, it's not assisted living. So, you know, they're out there, you know, so you can kind of like use that as your place to spike out across the United States. Bring your RV and park it out there.
There you go.
Trish. Hey, learn more at 238-5981. Call Brian. Get a personalized tour today. Have lunch there. Talk to the people. You won't be sorry. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. That's me. Worry less, smile more. And we are with, okay, you need to hold that up there against your face.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Adrian, and I have Wedge, our Chuckwalla. He's one of our animal ambassadors from Turtle Bay.
Okay, we're down here with, because this is Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay, and we have a Chuckwalla.
Chuckwalla, that's right.
It looks kind of like a, what's the other type it looks?
An iguana?
No, not like an iguana.
A bearded dragon.
No, not even that. What are those little things that are in the desert? Not the chuckwallas, but there's another name for
him. There's lots of lizards in the desert. He is one of those lizards in the desert.
he looks a whole lot bigger than the little lizards I have in my backyard.
Yeah, the chuckwalla is actually, I think, the second largest species of lizard in the United States, right behind the desert iguana. You might be thinking of a desert iguana.
No, I'm not thinking of
or
that
either.
Horned toad.
You're the second person today to say horned toad.
Maybe that's because it kind of looks like it's
a little bit. He's not quite as spiky as a horned toad.
That's right. But he's got that little, he's got those, you know, if you looked at him from, and they blew a picture up at him,
yeah,
he could pass as a dinosaur because he's got all these little,
yeah, he's got little spikes all over him.
Yeah.
He's specifically adapted for living in the desert, so he has these cool little shields over his ears to protect his ears from the desert sand. And, he's really cool. His name is Wedge because he likes to wedge himself in between rocks to protect himself. There's lots of big scary predators out there in the desert, like hawks. And so they blow themselves up like a balloon, kind of like a pufferfish, and they'll wedge in between rocks to stay safe.
Now,
how does he feel just out here in the open like that on your hand? Does that feel safe to him?
He's pretty safe, yeah. He actually likes to sit up tall, so I always hold my hand up because he likes to be at, like, the top of the rocks. He's
so
like the king
see,
of the rocks there.
He can
see
prey
so he can
and predator.
Everything around, yeah.
Hey, does he have, like lenses over his eyes that can protect him from sand?
To protect
him
from the sand? He has normal eyelids. He does have a third nictitating lens like most other lizards do, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can you tell wedge is wedge? Can you tell, if you look at two Chuck Wallace, can you tell a female from a male rodent?
You can tell a female from a male. He's actually a male, and he's not very bright right now because it's a little cool this morning, but he has orange on him. You can kind of see the orange on the side of his belly.
Yeah.
Males have brighter colors. Females are kind of drab, just like in a lot of animals. The boys have to impress the girls, right?
I know. What's up with that with the animals?
I don't know.
Maybe we're just more colorful. So,
I don't know.
Okay, so I was wondering about that. So
the animals are making up
the
for
the animals know about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, if you've got this little orange stripe, a little racing stripe, there,
yeah.
You're ready.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll check with Linda.
You know what? He's like me in the morning. He's just a little bit slower. You know, I'm surrounded by fast people.
We all need our coffee, though.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why we're all out what? Today. And we wanted to say thank you guys for helping to support Turtle Bay today.
Well, look, tell us what happened. You know, we're raising money for Turtle Bay, and the money comes in to support our animal shows and support, you know, taking care of the animals that people probably wouldn't be able to see. Our kids wouldn't be able to see them because they don't have the opportunity.
Yeah, it allows us definitely to do a lot of programming, not only our animal programs, but the exhibits that come to the museum that people get to enjoy that rotate throughout the year. Our new exhibits open the end of September, so come check them out. One of them is called Genome. It's going to be all about genetics and how we're all connected. We even have some animal programs that start at the end of October that go along with those. So without people's support and fundraising like this, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of those programs at Turtle Bay. So we're very appreciative to the community.
So we're down here at Dutch Bros on the corner of Market
and Eureka.
Eureka. And when you come through here today, you're going to have somebody put a little can. Get your pocketbook ready. We'd want a little donation in it.
That's right. And we're going to give somebody a chance here. We are giving away one platinum car wash, exterior wash, good for the platinum wash right here beside us, to the first person who drives through and tells us, we want the platinum car wash. So you can just come on down here, pull in, get your coffee, donate, but you get a platinum car wash.
Free platinum car wash.
That's like, a $15, $16 value.
Yeah,
so,
and it's a great car wash, soft cloth.
Thank you so much. Wedge is leaving us because Wedge has to go to the other places. So anyway, if you come on by and say, I want the car wash, you'll get a car wash. We're here with Tyler Whittle.
Hey, buddy. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning, Tyler.
Isn't he pretty?
Yeah.
I'm
trying to grow a winter coat here on my face.
You know what, Tyler? It makes no difference. You're still model. You're still model material.
Looking good.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Hold that up against your face.
There you go.
Buddy.
A little bit better.
Okay, yeah. Tyler, you've always been a person that's been supporting Turtle Bay.
Absolutely.
And so many other great causes around here. You'll hear Tyler's voice on, I think I've seen you or heard your voice on Wednesday Place, too.
Yep, that's right.
So if we're at a place, Tyler's there and Tyler's been there and Tyler's coming again.
That's right.
For these type of things. So why'd you get involved with Turtle Bay?
You know, Turtle Bay was actually, I like to say this, it's one of my selfish moves, being the fact that I'm a parent of two little boys. And it is one of the most fun, educational, safe places I can bring my kids on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So when Turtle Bay was looking for an opportunity to raise some additional money, I said, great, how do you need help? I'm in. So Caffeinate for a Cause is just one of those great opportunities where myself and friends like Tamara DeMonte can actually come out, talk to really cool people, enjoy some great caffeine, and raise a bunch of money for Turtle Bay.
So and how is this working here today?
So it's working great. It's a little competition, too, with us and the other team. So ahead of time, I'm actually online. I'm texting everybody I know. I'm telling them to go online and make a donation. So the day of today, it really is all about the fun. We're going to fill up our bucket with a bunch of checks and cash, and that's going to be great for Turtle Bay. But most of the fundraising is, like, the week leading up to it as well,
okay.
too. So last year, I think as a total, we raised a little over $25,000. And with everything that we've had to deal with last year, that was such a success.
That's incredible. Exactly.
It really is, yeah. So hopefully we're going to crush that today. So, I'm excited.
Well, I'm putting it on Facebook, and again, that we're at Dutch Bros. You know, here's the other thing. Let's talk about Dutch Bros for a second.
Oh, my favorite topic.
Well, you know, you've got your shirt on that says Dutch Mafia and all this, and they do so many things for our community. Yeah, you know, and it's we talk about, you know, Aaron, of course, is a city council person, which is kind of an extension of what Dutch Bros does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's I'm not saying Dutch Bros is on the city council, but how can you not have Aaron, who is an entrepreneur? She and her husband that started this business and has expanded it so much and has done so much for our
community. How many Dutch Bros are in the Shasta County area?
I want to say 8, I believe. Yeah.
I think it's something like that. Yeah. But here's the other thing they do, and a lot of people don't know this. They help other young people expand out into other Dutch Bros in different regions.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, they got people working all over the country. They started here in Reading.
I asked him one day, I said, how do I get a Dutch Bro franchise? And he said, you know, a couple years ago, you could have gotten one.
Yep.
Now, you can't because you've got to work and be in the culture for like a year.
Yeah.
Then you can, you know, branch out like that.
And start your own.
Yeah.
Which I love
that. That could have been changed. Well, yeah. But look at what you get here.
Mm-hmm.
When people come by Dutch Bros, and we got to take a break here, but when people come by Dutch Bros, you guys are happy. Or they're happy all the time. So, people walking by and throwing money in there for you.
I love that.
How cool is that?
It's so easy today.
I know. That's great.
Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back with Tyler and Turtle Bay, and we're watching the Chuckwalla
Wedge
come in here. And we're going to see if Wedge can get underneath Tyler's hat.
Love it.
Love that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by... Bought you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business for well over a quarter of a century. A veteran-owned business that does just outstanding work. Been voted best in the North State. They do any type of heating or cooling systems. It is, what, 57 today? So figure what it's going to be in a couple of months. You better hope, you know what, we've gone through the summer. Now it's the winter. Even though the winter lasts for like 5 days and spring lasts for one day. You can still, though, need to get your heaters and your filters and everything looked at on your furnaces. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
First person comes down and says, hey, Carl, we heard what you said. You get a free platinum car wash from the Quick and Clean car wash right next to us. So after you get your coffee, you can get your car wash. Okay, maybe not. They're not open right now. But they are open.
Yeah, I think they just opened.
Okay, they just opened. So come on down. Get your coffee. Donate to Turtle Bay for Caffeinate for a Cause and get a free car wash, a platinum car wash. I mean, that's the, you know.
That's the top of the line.
That's the top of the line, yeah. Hey, a lot of things happening this on September 27th. They're having the big Sci-Fi International Film Festival. And this is these are short films from all over the world, USA, United Kingdom, Italy, Israel, Serbia, France, and India. Can I say India? India. And everything from genetically engineered mascot pets to the humans of the future have embraced AI and the impact it's having. Also, of course, we're having the Stillwater Powwow. This year's powwow will be held on the Friday through Sunday, October 4th through the 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. That's always a great time too. The Stillwater Powwow sponsor. You can be a sponsor if you you just have to get a hold of Maria at 245-4516. We're out here in the open today.
Yes, it is, and it's a little chilly. It's you know, high 50s, but it's going to warm up to 80 today.
Okay, you know what? We had the Chuckwalla named Wed.
And we had a really cool turtle floating around
here.
Turtle
walking around. If you can drag the turtle back here against its will, if you have to. So, hey, Trish, I talked about it yesterday. Linda and I had such a great opportunity to listen to General James Mattis.
I heard that, and I read your stuff on Facebook. I would imagine that it was a great speech.
It is. Now, we're being joined by, help her set up there, Caitlin. That's your job there. Okay. Caitlin's doing a great job.
Caitlin's bringing him in here to talk to us this morning.
Tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Kate, and I'm an animal trainer here at Turtle Bay.
Right. And is it hard to train the animal you've got sitting in your lap?
Actually, it's easier than you think it would. Most people don't think that reptiles can be trained, but they very much can be. He's actually target trained the color red.
Okay. Now, what we're talking about
is so glad I don't have red
on. 27-foot boa constrictor she's got wrapped around her right now.
No.
Her face is getting a little purple. But no, in reality, we're talking about...
This is Mojave. He is our Californian desert tortoise.
Now, it's illegal now, right,
mm-hmm.
for anybody to touch a desert tortoise because are they endangered or is it?
So out in the wild, they are protected.
Right.
And you never want to take an animal from the wild because if you do, it can never go back in. They get a lot of diseases and things like that in human care. And if you put it back out in the wild, they can spread those diseases and hurt populations.
Now, out of 29 palms in the Marine Corps base, the largest Marine Corps base out there, we use that desert because we're always racing around in tracked vehicles and on, you know. There are areas where the desert tortoise is that's off limits, and they are marked. God help the Marine that drives into one of those, because they will have you. The feds are constantly suing the bases out there because they've infringed on the desert tortoise habitat. Now, desert tortoises, the way I understand this, is, you know, the reason they can stay out there because they retain the moisture inside their body.
Yep.
And if you scare them, they'll urinate or whatever, and this will avoid their bladders, and this can kill them, or because they won't have enough moisture.
Nope. So they'll actually continue to retain that moisture. So.
Okay, I was wrong about that, but that's what they were telling us.
No, so they just tried to keep you away from them.
No, gotcha. Yeah. They're going to pee, and then they're going to die. And we're all going, whoa, don't want that. So tell us about the desert tortoise.
Now that he's made up this whole story.
Please correct everything wrong I've said over the last 5 minutes. That's okay. I don't care. Okay, just because you look like you're 12.
All right, so for the desert tortoises, the reason that you don't want to kind of go into their habitat is they do live underground most of their life. So when you guys are driving above it, you can collapse their burrows and kill them. So that's kind of like the biggest issue.
They didn't tell you that, huh?
Yeah, these guys can burrow up to like 10 feet underground.
Wow.
To escape that heat. So this guy can actually live in temperatures up to 140 degrees and survive.
So can I.
So...
So he's in a good place there and ready.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can just put him out on the street.
What does he do during the winter, though?
During the winter, we do bring him inside, but actually during the summer, we do have an outdoor pen that he lives in, and he's very much happy being in our heat out here.
You know, they move quicker. You always think turtles are supposed to be slow, but they really move.
Well, yep, especially when they're there for food.
He's a tortoise. Is there a difference between a tortoise and a turtle?
So a tortoise is a type of turtle.
Okay.
It's a land turtle.
It's a land turtle.
So not all turtles are tortoises, but all tortoises are turtles.
Did you know that?
No.
It's a terrapin.
A terrapin's a type of turtle.
It's another type of turtle.
Yep, so they're aquatic. Terrapins are aquatic.
Aren't turtles aquatic?
So turtles are aquatic, but tortoises are a type of turtle that lives on land.
Right, but then a terrapin is a different type of – it's a different
– turtle.
Of turtle. Mm-hmm. Is that more like the snapping – what about a snapping turtle? I mean, you have all the turtles, or everything's a turtle.
He knows very little about turtles.
Have you ever been around a snapping turtle in the wild? They are not nice things. They grab a hold, and the only way they turn loose, this is I'm from the South, is when the thunder. It takes thunder when they hear thunder, they'll open their mouth. Did you know that? You weren't raised down there, were you?
No.
I'm just coming up with all these facts.
This poor young girl. She's going, she's so wrong about everything he's saying. You can see it in her face.
She's saying, I can't believe he's coming up with this stuff. Where did you hear this stuff? Okay. Now, the desert tortoise, and I'm going back to things I do know for sure. We were told to not encroach on it, for God's sakes, never touch one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but they told us things that if you did, you disturbed them, that then the park ranger or the rangers out there would take them and put them into a special habitat to rehydrate them. And was that a lie, too?
So what they probably did is if you did kind of disturb them or bother them, they probably went and checked on them and would probably keep them in a holding area just to make sure that they weren't disturbed or hurt in any way, and then they probably released them after a day or two.
Well, you know, like I said, this was something that
to not make you touch them.
Well, no, the only thing they had to say was you touch one of those turtles, and it's going to cost you half your pay for a month. So what happened was we had a young lieutenant was out there with his platoon, and one of his men comes running in, and they've got a towel over, very much it looked like a desert tortoise. He's running in, sir. Sir, BFC Smith picked it up, sir. We don't know what to do. And the lieutenant just about collapses because we'd already had like six lectures. He's going, And then they pull a towel off, and it's a helmet. Okay. Marines can be mean to each other. No, but all the areas were marked, and we really had, when we were maneuvering at night, we had, you had on your maps turtle avoidance areas, tortoise avoidance areas. Okay, so what's he eat out in the desert?
So out in the desert, he loves to eat cactus.
Really?
Yep, that's where they get all their moisture from.
Okay. And the spines don't bother because...
Nope. So they have a kind of a big beak, and what they'll do is they'll actually bite into a piece of cactus. They'll kind of roll it around in their mouth to all the spines on the inside of it, and then they'll swallow it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. And so then all that sharp stuff ends up disintegrating in their stomach, but doesn't scratch as it's going down.
Exactly.
So, I am learning more. I learned so many things.
Did you know that they put them in little rehydration stations? I swear to God, this is what they told us. It's like little misty things so they can absorb the moisture up again. All of that was lies. Okay. Now, what do you feed him here? Do you feed him cactus here?
Nope. So his favorite thing are different types of greens, as well as sweet potato and lots of kind of fruits and veggies.
Oh, sweet potato, huh? Well, why don't you call him? What's his name?
His name is Mojave.
Mojave.
Sounds better than Sweetie, I guess. Okay. This is great. So how long have you worked at Turtle Bay?
This will actually be my year mark this week.
Okay. Now, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal would have to be the tail of the golden eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? You get to interact with your golden eagle?
Yes.
Do you ever take him, you know, like, take him home?
No, we don't take her home.
Take her home.
Mojave looks bored.
What's a tortoise? What do you expect?
I know. He's just like,
how long will a Mojave live?
He'll live into his hundreds.
What's he doing? What's he do? Why do tortoises live so long?
Because their metabolisms in their body actually runs a lot slower than ours do. So they don't even need to eat every day. We actually feed them just a few times a week because it takes them a long time to process their food. So the faster an animal can kind of break food down, the shorter that animal can actually live for. So if you think of hummingbirds, they don't live for very long and how much they have to be constantly eating.
Oh, yeah.
These guys can actually go for a year without water, and they can go a pretty long time without eating food. So that's why they can live for so long. It takes them so long to process things.
So I can tell my wife then when I'm just laying someplace. Hey, honey,
it's
going to make me live longer. I'm slowing my metabolism down. Is that right? And then eat cactus. And then if somebody comes up.
Sounds great for your digestive system.
And rehydrate me. Put me in a little rehydration station. I cannot believe they told us that. They told us they have to put them in a little hydration, and it puts a mist on them. I know, you have to run to the next spot here. This is great. Thank you so much for coming by and listening to my insane prattle here. But, you know, this is true. This is what they told us while we were out there, because we try to protect all the animals out there in the desert, and they don't move faster than a tank or a light armored vehicle. So we always had these places marked, that and other places, just to avoid.
Is he full grown?
So he's actually stunted. He's supposed to be about twice his size. He was taken in from the wild and kept as a pet, and they actually kept him in an area that was really wet and moist, and they were feeding him the wrong food, so it stunted him.
Oh, okay.
So these guys live in very, very dry environments.
Did they capture him out there?
Yeah, they just took him from the wild. You're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not supposed to touch him.
Nope.
How did you end up with him?
You know why?
He actually came from Carter House.
Oh.
Okay. That's great. Mm-hmm. So he's like half the size he should be. How big will he get?
So he's probably not going to do much more growing, but he's supposed to be twice the size by this age already.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's 65.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't look a day over 30. We got to take a break. Thank you so much, Hon, for being here with us and telling us so much about Mojave and righting all those wrongs that I've been told back when I was a young Marine. Anyway, but I'm glad to see that they are protected. You can't touch them out there. You see them, just look at them, take photos, and leave them alone.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
We got to take a quick
break.
Bye,
Mojave.
This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what? We always do our weather, and we say it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But when you think about it, you know, Shasta Gas Propane, why do you really want to use it? They offer senior and veterans discounts. Everybody knows that. But they offer propane, but at the same time, they offer service. They go out there to places other people can't go. They, you know, they're offering up that 120-gallon tank for the people that were hit by the car fire, and you're out there living on your property while you're rebuilding and all this. And they're going to put a tank up there for free for you, fill it up at a super, super low price. And, you know, their price, you know, if you listen to their ad, they'll say, everybody, oh, our gas is better. No, all the gas comes out of one place. The only difference is customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has got the best customer service there.
And they're very involved, involved in the community, always getting involved with a worthy cause and always there for the community.
Locally owned, family operated, a veteran-owned business, all their employees safety trained. They won awards for hiring veterans. You can't get any better than this than Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm proud to call Chuck Kenny and Judy Kenny my friends.
Yeah.
Because it goes far beyond. They've been with us a long time. It goes far beyond just advertising.
Great Anderson business.
Okay, we're going to be right back. It's 7:50 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. Okay, who's on next?
Coffee, my old friend, I've come to order you again. I hear the grinding of espresso beans. I need a double shot of pure caffeine. And the indie band on the speaker soothes my brain, so I'll remain.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Beaumont Boys, live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Just a couple of boys from Beaumont, Texas, who turned out to be country music icons.
I got the keys, she got the power.
Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, back-to-back Friday, September 27th. Tickets on sale at WinRiver.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
It is me, like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with the new Energy Star High Efficiency Heating and Cooling System. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over.
Don't smoky.
And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions. So
I played the station, but we're not in the station. We're out here at Dutch Bros. It's Captain for Cause, Turtle Bay. We're on the corner of Market and Eureka Street. First person comes by and says hello to us and says, I want a free car wash. We'll get a free car wash from Platinum right next door.
So you need to be listening to 96.5.
Yeah. You know what? All you people that are usually at home, puttering around, laying in bed, whatever, is a chance. Get up, do a good thing. Come on down. Buy a cup of coffee, because I think a dollar of each cup. But we're here right now, and somebody's going to explain all of this with Tamara
DeMonte.
Hold it up there. Okay, Tamara DeMonte from, of course, Channel 7.
Yes,
she's
sir.
The news anchor there in the evenings. And good morning.
Good morning.
So why did you get involved with this?
My good friend Tyler Whitlow got me involved last year. He asked me to partner up with him. He's very involved, probably one of the most involved people in the Reading community. So when he asked, you don't say no. You just don't. And I wouldn't say no anyway, because this is for Turtle Bay. Just an amazing, amazing place in our community for families. The animals, just two of my favorite things, family and animals, so you can't go wrong.
There you go.
And so what exactly are we doing today? So today we're collecting donations for Turtle Bay. So we're going to be out here until 9 a.m. here at the location on Market Street. And every cup that you buy, a dollar goes to Turtle Bay, and then any donations that you'd like to make, we're taking those, whether it's spare change that you have in your car, or if you got a credit card, we've got card readers, so any way that you'd like to donate.
Oh, you can get a chat?
Yeah, we'll just take anything.
If you've got just, a gold bar, and you want to just drop it off here,
we're taking it.
We're taking it. We're taking it here.
Bitcoin.
We are not
We got big
proud.
Buckets. We're just taking it all.
That's right. And, if you're lucky, you get to pet a turtle, a tortoise, a desert tortoise.
Tortoise?
Or,
they have the tortoise out here and the lizard out here, and who knows what else will be making
its way
out here.
What was that? The chihuahua? What is that? What was it called? It wasn't a chihuahua. No, it was a chihuahua. Okay, I want to talk about
animals.
You, though.
Lizards.
Here you are. You're doing the news here at Reading.
Right.
And I had a couple seconds to talk to you before we started. This is not your first rodeo.
No, sir. It sure is not.
So how long have you been in the business?
I've been doing this about... going on 19 years.
19 years. So give the people kind of an idea of, because the people on television are on the stations, you get used to them and then they're gone.
That's right.
Why is that?
It's just the nature of the business. It's markets. You want to, go from market to market, different experiences, different communities, and just continue to grow. I think people in this business are really restless.
Well, no,
you
I
know
understand
they are,
that
and
because,
and in a way we're kind of just have a nomadic nature,
the gypsies,
exactly. Yeah. So, but now after doing this for 19 years, I'm from San Diego originally, and then I went to Casper, Wyoming for my first on-air job. Then I went from Casper to Palm Springs, from Palm Springs up to Northern California and Chico, from Chico to Illinois, and then I had to get back to California.
Okay,
the older you get. And the more you do this, you just priorities they get the best of you, thank goodness. And I wanted to be back home in California. And I love the Northern California area, and the opportunity was here, so here I am.
Well, yeah, and it's your husband's in the business.
Exactly.
So and it's good. It works out really well then
it
for
sure
everybody.
Does.
Okay, what do you like about Reading?
What
so
do
if you've been in Chico, it's kind of... It really is different. Chico is different.
They're very different, but I love both places equally. Chico was an amazing place for me. I had never really ventured out of Southern California and experienced Northern California, so...
And totally
different. Completely different,
yeah.
But in such a wonderful way. Just, I never felt more at home in any of the places that I lived, that I've moved to, than I did in Chico until I moved to Reading. So there's just... a home, real homey feel to Northern California.
Absolutely.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the people couldn't be kinder or more generous. And going through the car fire last year really just opened my eyes to what an amazing community we have. And I can't imagine being anywhere else and going through all of that.
You read on, this is the fifth most dangerous.
You read
all this crap, and you look at it by, however they come up with their figures. But even during the recession, the worst part of the recession, people were still giving so much to organizations like Turtle Bay, One Safe Place, different types of good, cancer, the Library Foundation. This is a very close community. Yeah, we have problems on the same sense as large cities, but at a much larger, we're kind of like, the micro part of it. But still, our people pull together, and they find a solution. And we've been here. I've been here 12 years, longest I've ever lived anywhere in my whole life by
10 years.
By
really?
A decade.
Wow, see?
By a decade.
Yeah.
And Linda and I decided when we were going to leave, or we were going to stay, and we decided to start the
radio station.
And now we got to take a quick break because the news is on right now, and I've just blown right past that. So, hey, we'll be right back.
Got all carried away there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Why they could percolate the ocean in Brazil.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Party from 2001 was published.
In the school yearbook photo posted by Time magazine, Justin Trudeau is seen dressed in a cape and turban, wearing brown makeup on his face, neck, and hands at a gala held by the private school where he taught.
I deeply regret that I did that. I should have known better, but I didn't.
The publicity comes as Trudeau seeks re-election as Prime Minister in an election that will be held in a little more than a month. Jagmeet Singh, leader of the New Democratic Party, which holds the third largest bloc in Parliament, says the photo is painful.
Seeing this image is going to be hard for a lot of people. It's going to bring up a lot of pain. It's going to bring up a lot of hurt.
Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer says the photo shows Trudeau is not fit to govern. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump's considering a range of options for possible retaliation against Iran for its role in attacking Saudi oil fields.
The president said if we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation. However, Mr. Trump is also cautious about rushing into battle. He asked supporters of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars how that has worked out, and said not waging war is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Greg Clugston reporting. There are Trump towers, Trump casinos, and now a Trump wall. The president has signed his name on a newly constructed section of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, calling it a world-class security system. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-630-10. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-630-10 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-630-10 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-630-10.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's schmoozing with lawmakers here in Washington today as his company's business practices face growing scrutiny.
The meetings are not public, and Facebook did not give details on whom Zuckerberg is meeting with and what exactly he'll discuss. Facebook is under growing pressure from lawmakers and regulators concerned about how it protects users' privacy and about its potentially anti-competitive behavior. In July, the Federal Trade Commission fined the company a record $5 billion for privacy violations. Facebook also faces investigations into possible anti-competitive behavior, such as its habit of buying potential rivals like Instagram. Keith Peters reporting.
One California lawmaker wants the state to stop helping people buy electric cars from companies that refuse to follow the state's emission standards. That after the Trump administration announced it was revoking California's authority to set its own standards. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. A new study has found that vaping is up, smoking is down among American teens, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The percentage of high school seniors who say they're using e-cigarettes is 25%, an increase of 4% over last year. The University of Michigan survey also finds cigarette smoking declined in high school seniors to about 6%. That's down from 8%. The increase in vaping comes as health officials are urging people to stop using e-cigarettes due to hundreds of lung illnesses, which have resulted in a number of deaths. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal judge has denied a request by the state of Missouri to allow a ban on abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy to go into effect while the state awaits further court action. The judge issued a preliminary injunction last month, but the state immediately filed an appeal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the, I would say the studios. We're not in the studios. We're out here
cold.
At Dutch Bros. At December, you're going to give the open. But, you know, 5 in the morning, and it is on the 19th of September, 2019. We're down here at Dutch Bros on the corner of Eureka and Market Street. Well, I hope you all come down and visit us. The first person who comes in and leans out the window and yells at me, I'm listening, gets a platinum car wash free for the at the car wash right next to where you get your coffee. Just pull on through
it's
and get it.
It's a platinum car wash. It's a really
it's
good
a platinum.
Car wash.
This is the best. So, you know what? It's, I know the people are listening are not used to us, you know, giving away things where you have to actually leave the house and come down. But if you're on the air, just if you're coming through here, swing by. What's the weather look like?
Well, the weather looks like it's going to be, it's about 57 degrees as we speak, going up to 80 today, tonight 59 and sunny. And then tomorrow we're looking for a high of 85 and a low of 62 overnight. On Saturday, a high of 90 and low of 59. So we're going to stay right in there. It's a little crisp this morning, but it's going to warm up to an 80. And on Sunday, 82. Chance of showers in the evening, low of 57 at night. And on Monday, 85, mostly sunny again, and kind of holding that weather pattern through the next week or so. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson business.
Yeah. Hey, with us is Mike Warren, the CEO of Turtle Bay, a friend of ours. And he's growing on – he's growing a – what do we call that? Is that – we're doing
winter cover.
And we're doing Caffeinate for a Cause here, of course, and all the funds are going to Turtle Bay. And as they come through, Dutch Bros is donating $1 off every drink. Plus, we have Tyler Whitlow and Tamara DeMarco is out here collecting money. They're shaking shaking buckets in front of people's faces. They will accept your extra change, checks, coins, and dollar bills. So, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing today?
Good, good, good.
Hey, so we come out here every year when this thing runs by, and we have a great time with it. So tell us what this does for Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay relies on about $1 million in contributions, a part of that being our membership to, you know, just do the normal operations. So this is a big deal. We'll raise, you know, maybe $20,000 today, and that goes right into the operations and allows us to keep on bringing in the exceptional exhibitions and feed the animals and do all the important things that we do. This year we'll look at about 150,000 people coming into the museum and the forest camp. We did do something that the community knows in the last couple of years to help our funding situation, and that is to build a hotel and a restaurant. I'll report back to you some of the stats that have been quite impressive for us. We said we'd have 70 employees. We've at the hotel and the restaurant. We have 122.
Wow.
We said that we would be bringing in about $400,000 in hotel tax to the city by our third year. Last year, we brought in $600,000.
Wow.
In 2018.
I don't think the community is aware of that.
I know.
This is great information.
Yeah, we've not done a really good job in getting out and kind of bragging about ourselves.
But we will.
Yeah,
Linda's
important.
Here too. Linda's here
good.
Too, and you're right.
Yeah,
this is a time for people to understand.
It's done very well. And what a little known fact in talking to some of the other hoteliers, they had a good 2018 too, and that's partly due to the fact that we raised the ceiling of the rates. We are not we charge more, and you know it's a 4-star hotel, and we charge a little bit more than what the other hotels charge. Well, now the other hotels are not as reluctant to go a little bit higher because our ceiling has been lifted.
Well,
and so
good
they
for
did,
all the businesses.
Yeah, it's been good for everybody. We've also brought in conferences that wouldn't have come here otherwise, and the overflow goes to the other hotels.
As well as the other businesses throughout
the
community.
The
anytime you
right.
bring people in.
You're
you
right,
have restaurants, it helps the restaurants, you know, gas stations, all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here's
okay,
the
so, Mike, a fabulous job, and everybody at the Sheraton Turtle Bay property. I've done a couple of events there recently, and it's a really wonderful, when I say ballroom, it's the main room. I don't know how many it seats, like 400, 300, some. But 300. Okay, and so when you have like something that looks beautiful, on point, and then of course people go over to Mosaic, it's just become the hit, the best cocktails, you know, it's again, wonderful service. We've not stayed at the hotel yet. We've got had friends that have come into town or friends that actually rent room for a night. They do a staycay. So we're looking forward to that, but the room, it's a green hotel. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, when we were building it, we made a decision. It's a little bit expensive, but we made a decision to make this a green hotel. So the building materials and everything from the washers and dryers and whatnot are green. In other words, they're saving energy in one way or another. So we're really proud of that. We have the certificate on the wall in the lobby. You can look real hard and you'll find it. Another thing that I would say about the hotel, service is very important, and I'd like to take some credit for that, but it's really the management company that we hired out of San Diego that knows how to run a hotel and a restaurant. We are judged compared to other Sheratons, and there are about 280 of them in the United States. And so we have a comparison all the time of the feedback we're getting from the people that stay there. We are number two out of all the hotels in the United States
wow.
in customer satisfaction.
You have not done a good job of promoting what you've accomplished there.
Yeah,
Mike,
I know.
I know that the questions come out a little time because it's there. It's not on the beaten path, if
right.
you will. How did that hotel do? The question is out there. We need to promote
it's
that.
It's doing really well.
Doing
today,
great.
I looked at the numbers today. What is it? I get the numbers in the morning from the previous day. Yesterday was Wednesday. We were at 88% occupancy.
That's great. You know what? And there was, you know, let's just say it. There was a lot of naysayers when this thing first started.
Yeah.
And it was a battle. It was a battle to achieve where you're at. But you never, ever wavered in this, is that this is going to work. This is going to be a welcome addition to our city. And when you think about it, what it's done is it's also enabled us to grow Turtle Bay, which is another place that people come to. And you can take your kids to it. It's a type of place that continues to grow. We're a new exhibit is starting now, Geonomes, there, where it talks about how, you know, what forms you and how you've been, you know, what you know, your part in your lifestyle coming from your DNA and all this. But Mike, this has really been a success. So, you know, we need as a community to thank you and your vision on this.
Well, thanks. I'd like to take the credit, but it was really, I wavered at times, you know, during the worst of times, but my board kept on saying, and they were correct, we don't have another choice. It was either get the hotel or, you know, go to 3 days a week at Turtle Bay or something like, something pretty radical.
Right.
And so we gambled, and fortunately, thanks to your efforts, I always have to mention the people at Best Western, Ed Roman, Steve Gaines, thanks to all of your support, you know, we were able to pull it through. And it's been, as Trish said, it's been really good for the community and the businesses here. We figure we put about $8 million back into the economy through payroll, you know, having the wash done and all the things, the gas
station.
All
the little things that people don't think about, like linen and the constant, you have local vendors that you use. And Mosaic, as Linda said, you know.
All right,
it's farm fresh. It goes from, what is it, from farm to table.
Before I go, let me give you the next project that we're considering. We're trying to raise money for it. Lighting the gardens at Christmas time.
Oh, wow.
Other communities have done this. Coos Bay has done it. Down in L.A., it's been done. Louisiana, there's a place there. But what they do is from the day after, generally the day after Thanksgiving, all the way to the first of the year, they put up Christmas lights, professionally done. And people can wander through the lights. You pay a small fee to get in. There's food. It's for families. It's food, pony rides, hay rides, crafts, and it's an evening out for the entire family.
A Christmas park
for in our gardens.
Yeah.
And we're considering doing that. The biggest number is there's a community in Georgia that does this. They're a community of about 10,000. They draw in about 60,000 people.
To come through and look at these and to be able to participate.
And you think about it, what do you have to do at Christmas time? Obviously shop, but, you know, usually the spouse or both spouses are home. They take some time off. The kids are out of school. Relatives are coming. What do you do? Well, this is an activity for the entire family. So that's our next
Sure.
And it's 2020.
Well, if you look at how popular it is for the Christmas light tour here in town. I mean, because people, you know, put so much effort into it. And now we're going to kind of take it to that next level. It's not just lights, but you know, it's activities. You can spend a few hours there. It sounds like it's on the drawing board, and we're looking forward to that. Do we think it's going to happen this year?
I think I give it about a 60% chance, and it would happen in 2020, Christmas of 2020.
A year from this Christmas. Well, you got to have time to plan it and get all that stuff lined up. So, hey, Mike Warren, thank you so much
for being here with us.
And thank you for what you do for our community.
Thanks.
Not just Turtle Bay, but you do a whole lot of things for our community. I like to thank a lot of people. It's like a lot of our sponsors. You never hear what they do, but they're always there. They're always participating. They're always donating. And we've got a chance today to raise money for Turtle Bay, and it goes to a great cause. Turtle Bay is an integral part of our community. A community needs a museum like this. It needs a newspaper. It needs a viable communications network. All of this. And you've got one of those legs in the stool that
thank you,
table.
Carl.
No, it's true. And you know, I'm not saying anything I haven't said a thousand other times. Okay, hey, we're gonna have to take a break. Thanks for stopping by, Mike.
Great to see you again.
And this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. You know what? If you want a deal, head on down to BNT Satellite. They've got great deals, no receiver, plan restrictions. If you're military, they've got the militaries or veterans or first responders, Stars and Stripes packages, special packages for 55 and older. But you have to do it. It's a local business. It's a veteran-owned business, but you can't call the 800 number. You got to call Doug Tooley and the local guys at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH, BNT Satellite. Trish Clark and I will be right back after these messages, 8:18 in the morning here on the 19th of September. It's like 58 degrees. Fun up. Oh, wow, it's great. Okay, we'll be right back.
Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce, there's some tax credits that are coming to an end.
The 30% federal tax credit has been around for a number of years now, and it's starting to ramp down. And this is the last year of the 30%, full 30% federal tax credit.
And Powerhouse Solar sells and installs generators?
I'm a C10 electrical contractor, and we've been doing a lot of generators this summer. A lot of people just want to have the security to be able to stay in their home when PG has these rolling blackouts. And if there's a fire or for other reasons, it just gives the customer security to know that they can stay in their home.
And Bruce, what's the difference between renting and owning your power?
When you're a utility customer, it's like you're renting power. When you have a solar system by Powerhouse Solar, you're not only, you know, making a payment to an asset that you own, but you're stopping the ever-increasing rates of PG&E or REU. So that's the beautiful thing about having solar, is that you are now an owner of your power that you produce, as opposed to being a renter of power.
Come see the design showroom at Powerhouse Solar, 4616 Caterpillar Road. Call 275-5600 or powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Backhoe & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe & Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco & Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Fire Radio. Marcus is here. Marcus, that's Rose. For Captain for Kong, for Razor Turtle. And Marcus, you can win a car wash because we have a number of these we can give away. Just come through here, just wave at us and say, I want a car wash.
And we're on the corner of Market and
Eureka
right at here. The Dutch Bros. You need to come through and ask for the car wash.
Just look at me and just say, or Trish, and go, car wash, and Caitlin will run one over to you. So, and we've got a few left here. We can run out of them. Hey, we are, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is the premier barbershop in America. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. What else can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we're here with Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And Rachel has got in her left hand a what do you have in your left hand?
So this is Chase. He is a black and white Tegu.
I knew that.
Yes.
He looks like a lizard.
He he is a giant lizard.
Oh, he's okay.
And he's big. He's
okay. Are we going to get into this tortoise and turtle thing again?
No.
You know, I've already been.
You need
destroyed.
To let her say yeah. what this is.
Okay, what is this?
This is a lizard. He's a type of lizard. They're native to South America.
And he has a split tongue.
They do. So they use
very
that
long.
Split tongue kind of like a snake, so they smell with it. So they can smell directionally. How so if his mouth, if mouse is to your right, they can smell it over to the right because they have that forked tongue.
Oh, lizards speak with forked tongue. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the what do they eat?
That's a long
So these
tail.
Guys eat a variety of things in the wild. They like to eat a lot of eggs. Eggs are probably one of their favorite. They eat rodents. They'll eat fruit and vegetation as well. So they're called an omnivore because they eat just about anything.
Now, these are, you say they're from South America.
They're native there, yes.
What part of South America or throughout South America?
So this specifically, he's from Argentine. So he's an Argentine black and white tegu. There's four other species of tegu. There's a gold, a red, a blue. So all varying from different parts of South America. But this one specifically is from Argentine.
Okay, and he is black and white.
Yes.
Is
he full grown?
He's not full grown yet. He could get bigger. He could get up to about 4 feet in length.
Is that
so,
include the tail?
That includes the tail.
Now, this tail has got to be at least the same, maybe even longer than his body.
Yeah, I would say you are correct in that.
Okay, so are they primarily ground or tree or?
They're mostly on the ground. So they tend to spend most of their life on the ground, and they like to burrow a lot. So they tend to be in burrows, and they'll come out and eat and then go back into their burrow.
So,
what kind of soil? Sand or?
Moist. You know, it's kind of, they kind of live in like forested regions, so the kind of forest and moist areas.
So, you know, everybody's used to their dogs and their cats and their, you know, all this kind of stuff. We had Mojave come through here and he blinked once the whole time he was here.
Mojave was bored with us.
Well, he was bored, obviously.
He just really was. I mean,
he was 65 years old, first of all.
Now this guy is with the tongue and he's kind of really catching what's going on here, doing a lot of smelling and don't turn loose at me.
Okay. So how old did you say he was?
He's about 11.
He's about 11. Now how long did they live?
They can live up into their 30s and 25, 30.
So, is this a good pet for somebody?
So, these guys aren't the best pets. You can't have them as pets in certain areas, but they do live a really long time. They require a specific diet, and you have to think about heat and lighting for these guys. And they need a large amount of space because, like I said, they can get up to 4 feet.
So, what do they eat? Oh, no, we already talked about that. Eggs and fruit. They eat anything.
But if you kept them at home, what kind of an environment could you keep them in?
You'd have to keep them in a large tank, or you could build them a large yard. But you got to think about temperature and weather outside, because they are reptiles. So, you know, you got to think about how cold and how hot they need to be.
Is he happy right now? It's 58 degrees out.
Oh yeah, he's fine right now.
Okay,
he's just
not
super active because he's not super warm right now.
Right. So if he warms up, it's like does he?
Does he like it when it's 110?
When he sees you, does he run up and, you know, give you a little lizard?
Yeah, you know, he'll perk up a little bit, you know, especially if he's warmer. He's like, oh, okay, I'm ready for food now. So, yes.
So that's it. You know, you're just a food source.
I'm one of the food sources.
One of the food sources that you bring him things to eat.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? The idea that you can go down and take your kids down to Turtle Bay and you see animals you would never see before. And you have a chance to – do kids get a chance to touch them or – I think there's certain times that you kind of –
So we typically don't allow touching here at Turtle Bay, but they can come out and see them. They can go on walks with them. They can get up close to them.
Wait a minute.
So we offer a lot of other things.
Wait. They can go for walks?
Yeah, we take our animals on walks.
Do you put them on a little leash?
Do you have a little
Not
harness?
All of them. Some of them don't even need leashes.
They'll just walk with you?
Yep, they'll just walk with us.
Does this lizard walk with you?
Yeah, I've taken him on many walks. He comes out and he walks around. It's great exercise for them. It's great enrichment. He gets to crawl around and smell all different things and
people. Can you rent this for parties? Can you rent him for parties? No.
He
okay.
does occasionally do birthday parties.
He does occasionally do birthday parties.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think
with a companion.
With a companion. Really, you're renting Rachel, who brings her lizard with you.
Yes.
You know, this is absolutely great.
This is available in the community. Yeah. It's so good that the people can come down and see. We've seen three different animals here today.
You don't want me to touch it either. Then. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I was going to reach over and just feel it.
No.
But she's not letting me. Rachel says, did you just hear what I said, Carl?
We don't allow touching.
We don't allow touching.
We don't. Slapped his hair.
Yeah, you know, the when you bring in the porcupine, probably won't see the porcupine today, came into our studios, and they took him out of the cage, and he immediately went underneath our engineer, underneath his chair, Bob Belongi, and he started sniffing around the cords. And the porcupine thought those cords were the most interesting things he had ever seen. Meanwhile, they have the stick with a tennis ball on it, and it's supposed to get their attention. They'll come back and get fed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. Nah. Why would I want a tennis ball when I've got all these cords in here I can snuffle around in? And you should have seen Belongi. You ever seen Belongi try to get all of his feet up and his legs and everything at one time because he's got a porcupine underneath him?
Yeah.
These are things we do for Turtle Bay.
Right.
Hey, thank you so much for bringing, what's his name?
Chase.
Why Chase?
That's his name.
Well, of course.
Why not? Why Carl?
How silly of me. But Mojave, because it's in the desert, but Chase is because you chase him around.
Yeah, he already had the name.
Where did you get him?
So Chase was actually someone's pet, and they no longer wanted him as a pet anymore. So that's how we got Chase.
It's tough. Yeah. Hey, Rachel, thank you so much for bringing Chase by. This is another one of the animals that your kids and you can see. I mean, they're interesting. Yeah. You learn a lot about them. This one is from Argentina, yet there are several other, I'm sure, of their genre. Like you said, red and blues, are they really that color?
They're different colors, yeah. Like, he's a black and white because he's black and white.
Black and white.
And we're here today raising money for Turtle Bay and all of these animals, so they'll remain available, and you can all go in and learn all of – I've learned so much here this morning just with the conversation we've had. So they're available at Turtle Bay, and that's why you need to go to Dutch Bros today.
Yeah, and
get your coffee and make a donation.
She learned how ignorant I was about desert tortoises.
I learned everything Carl didn't know.
All the things that I was told back when I was a young Marine about not why you shouldn't touch a desert tortoise. But we never touched them, and that's the idea.
And we're still waiting for somebody to ask for their car wash as they come through.
Come on, people.
We've got a couple left. We need you to stop by and tell us you want a platinum car wash.
It's either that or I send Caitlin through without a car, and she'll come out waxed. So that Cadillac car wash thing. Rachel, thank you so much, and thank you for what you do for our community.
Of course. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back to this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know about Home Helpers.
I do. Sharon Clark started this business, what, 15 years ago?
Well, it's got to be like 16 right now.
Okay.
But you're right. 15 years ago, she's a huge success. She's out there to help people, and she does help people, whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time. It's Sharon Clark is there. You can trust her with your family. I would trust her with my family if
Absolutely.
Something happened. And they needed some help. Home Helpers. And if you're needing extra help at home, give her a call, 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com.
When all I do is pour black coffee, since the blues caught my eye.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes.
I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Dutch Bros on the corner of Mark and Eureka. And Kevin Earns just got not only a platinum car wash from Quick and Clean Car Wash, but he also got tickets to Turtle Bay. I think he scored a couple other things going through here. I'm not sure, but I thought I saw a lizard in the back of his car.
And he made friends with a whole bunch of people.
Oh, everybody was over there hugging him. So,
there you go.
So good morning, Kevin. So thanks for coming by and donating to Caffeinate for a Cause. Hey, we're here with Seth Magaha, who is the marketing manager and the publicity guy for Turtle Bay. He's been here about 2.5 years and, you know, just stepped into all of that when hotel was coming on.
That's right.
And all this. So, Seth, where'd you come from, buddy? Where'd you come from?
Where did I come from before Turtle Bay? I moved here from Minnesota, and I worked in nonprofits there as well. I moved myself, my wife, and 3 kids here, and we've loved riding so far. So it's been a huge improvement in our lives.
Shasta here. County is just it's got everything.
It is.
You're close to everything. Great place to live.
You want snow? We got snow.
We got snow.
We got lakes.
In case I miss it from Minnesota, I can always jump in the car and drive, you know, an hour, and there's snow just about year-round in some areas.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to Eskimo Hill yet?
I haven't.
With the kids? It's right up there at the entrance, really close to the entrance of Lassen, and it's this big hill.
Yeah.
And you take your sleds or your toboggans or your what are those things, round things you sit on?
I've seen lots of videos of it. People post about it on social media all the time.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
It's great.
Kids love it, and it's an easy walk up there.
And it's like 40 minutes from here.
Yeah.
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 So tell us about Turtle Bay. And, you know, you're here to extol the virtues of Turtle Bay throughout the world, really.
Right. Well, Turtle Bay has been a special place for me to get to know. As a family man, I have 3 kids that love coming out to Turtle Bay. It really offers so much for the community as far as offering science and art and exhibitions and animals. And so there really is something for everyone. And we were talking a little bit ago about our mosaic gallery that's in the Sheridan. That's just another example of an offering that we have that's free for the community to come in and check out art located right in the Sheridan, the mosaic restaurant.
Right.
And, we were talking about earlier, what is depicted right now?
So right now on display is Carfire art exhibition by Suzanne Gibbs. It opens on the anniversary of the Carfire, and it's going to be open until October 18th. And they are beautiful paintings depicting different stages of the Carfire. And different people are depicted in it that the artist knows, like her neighbors are in some of the photo and some of the paintings. So it's really, it's a pretty dramatic dramatic display of what the Carfire represents to the community. And it can be a little overwhelming to look at the paintings. They're very strong. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them yet.
But I haven't, but I'm
they're really beautiful.
On my way after the show.
Right.
By the way, I want to do a shout out to Mimi Mosley from Mosley Family Sellers. That's there. Just coming by to help out with Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. Let me tell you, there's one of the paintings is of Lou White, because they took a photo of Lou White when he was, you know, Lou stayed
because
out
he
there.
Stayed in French Gulch.
He stayed in French Gulch and saved like 10 houses. Hey, it looks like one of the Resners is over there. Good morning. Glad to see you stopping by and trying out your own stuff. He's taking the kids to school, Mr. Resner is.
Yeah,
so.
But he has to stop and get a coffee on the way, make sure everything's going all good.
Well, you know, Turtle Bay has grown, and Mike Warren was just telling us that y'all would like to expand out into having a Christmas lighted lights plus vendors out there and the pony rides. I guess all types of things that gives families things to
do. A venue for from Thanksgiving to Christmas where people can go.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, and we love being like a tradition for families to come out and visit the Sundial Bridge. We hear that a lot from different holidays and different seasons. People love coming out and visiting the bridge. And we love people to also come in and experience the museum who haven't experienced it yet.
Well, you know what? If you haven't now, what's the next? I think it's. I was trying to explain genomes.
Yeah,
it totally blew that. But
we have a new exhibition opening this Saturday called Genome: Unlocking Life's Code, and it's about.
I didn't even pronounce it correct. Genome.
Genome.
There's no extra O in there.
Yeah, yeah. And then the following Saturday, we have a second exhibition opening called Mystery of the Mayan Medallion, and that's about a treasure hunt looking through. Looking for a medallion that was lost in Mexico. So
now,
both of those.
This thing is a priceless medallion.
It is.
It's it's historical, and but we're not sure if it's an urban myth or. But this thing is, if you ever found it, and they've got all the clues, and it's down in Mexico.
Yep.
And there's people looking for it all the time. But if you find it, I mean, you don't have to do anything else. You can be like the turtle, and just sit there, and just sit there and live to be 104.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have it all if you find it, and this I can't wait to see it because I love mysteries.
Yeah,
and they give you the clues. So next thing you know, where's Carl and Linda? Oh,
they're in Mexico.
Trish is on the air. They bought a 4-wheel van and they are down in Mexico.
They were going live from Mexico on the latest rendition of The Hunt.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Where are they? We're not sure, but it's not.
We think we're close.
We think we're close, and if we find it, we're going to share. So I think that's great, too.
Yeah.
Now, genome. What exactly is that?
So the exhibition is about genetics, so looking at why you have this certain traits that you have from your family. So there's a lot of interest in that. It's looking at the scientific process of looking at the relationship between animals and humans. So it's a very immersive and scientific exhibition.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing you can see why you are the way you are. Well, I don't know why I am.
It's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's me and the tortoise, Mojave. We have these things in common. You know, the whole time that turtle was here for like 12 minutes, it blinked one time.
He was bored. I talked to him. He just was like,
that's
just,
all it needs, I guess.
You know, and then he found out he was stunted. I don't even know if he knew that.
That was probably why he wasn't blinking.
Yeah,
he was talking about.
He says, I'm supposed to be twice the size I am.
Yeah.
Hey, Seth, thank you so much for what you do for our community. Thank you. Again, Turtle Bay plays such an important part of our community. And the thing is we're not Mike's coming out with all these things Sheridan's done, the billions of dollars that they put in the economy and all this. I don't think people realize that. You know, after the fight to get it in, and he never says, you know, I told you that this was going to happen.
But the projections are so high above what they thought it was going to be, and no one really. I think there was I don't think, you know, is the market right? I don't think a lot of people actually agreed with where they were going with the Sheraton. And then the fact that the projections have exceeded
absolutely
everything you thought.
Yeah.
That was really good information. Far exceeded.
Far exceeded.
Yeah.
And so.
Great story. Needs to be shared more.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Seth, for coming here and being with us today. Thanks for what you're doing for not only Dutch, but not only for Turtle Bay, but for our community.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks
a lot,
Seth. Okay, thanks for being with us.
We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, after these fires, some people are having some real problems getting fire insurance. And I'll tell you what, Judy Maxwell can help you. She's got two or three different programs. You know, all of a sudden your fire insurance went up to $1,000 a month because of where you live. And there are certain areas that they've got circles around that you're going to be real lucky to get any type of insurance. Call Judy Maxwell at 221-0441. She's going to be able to help you. But not just there. We have our life insurance through Judy. She has a separate financial advisors group that works with her. And she's been doing this since 1993. Helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since then. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Yes, those are motorcycles and big trucks going by us. We're down here at Touch Bros for Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. Come on by, donate $1 of every drink that they sell is going to go to Turtle Bay.
We've got a big bucket. You can throw your money in, your change, credit card, however you'd like to donate.
Come on down and meet Tamara, who is the anchor over at Channel 7, and Tyler Whitlow. We'll be right back. Fish Park, Carlbot, we're down here at Dutch Bros. Come on down at Eureka Market Street. Join us.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
So now you're set to go to the corner of Market and Eureka, and we're here. Oh, we're getting a little bit of a feedback here. Are you getting that feedback, Sue?
No.
Okay, we're okay now. Hey, we're here for Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. And we got a number of people here. Tamara from
Kenya Ed just came through. Gave us a wave.
Yeah, Mimi Mosley. A lot of people coming through here so that they can donate for this. And this is something that the Resiners do, and to help our community. And they do so much of this. Now, Dutch Bros has its own mystique, and we're here with Zach. Who is the – are you the manager here?
I'm the assistant manager
here. Now, how long have you been with Dutch Bros?
I've been for Dutch Bros for about 3.5 years. It's a great company, and I'm really, really happy to be a part of it.
Well, what else could you say? Because you know they're listening right now.
Yeah.
But that's true. What is it – how do you get your baristas and the people working here, and like you, to always be smiling and be happy and positive?
I think the key is to love each individual person. Obviously love the team as a whole, but when you're talking about extending and like trickling down from management and trickling down from the Resiners, our bosses, I think what it comes down to be successful in any business and to be successful within like a team, is starting from the top and working your way down to the bottom and making sure that every individual person feels loved in the way that they need to. So not only that, but we're loving each and every person that comes through our line, and the people that come through our line are amazing. So the fact that we have people that occasionally bring us food, which is it's super, super cool, but to have people come through,
food,
yeah, they bring us food, which is
cool.
Yeah,
they come by to get coffee and stuff, and they bring you treats.
But that's not, when people come through with a smile, and when we're able to make someone smile, that's what really matters to us. So it's not, we're not making anybody smile.
You know, that's the key. I do that when I'm walking through malls and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a test. If you just smile at people, sometimes they look at you like, why is she smiling? But most of the time they'll smile back.
They do.
Yeah. Smiles are infectious. It's great. Positivity is infectious, too.
Well, Zach, you're obviously a very positive guy. So tell us a little bit about you.
Not much to me, really. I'm a local kid that was born in Sacramento, was raised in, you know, Redding, California. I went to UPrep. There's nothing really special outside of Dutch for me. I try to be involved in many different things, but
are you in the theater group?
No.
Okay.
No, I used to do choir, but no theater, nothing like that.
So being the general manager, you know, people go, oh, general manager, Dutch Bros, but this is a big organization.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big organization.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't realize that, and so you're obviously, you've been here for 3 years. Is this something you'd like to continue with?
Yeah. If I get the chance to, I want to open up my own franchise and run it and just provide what the residents have provided to this community. But for me, I think what it comes down to is I really care about the people, whether that's college kids, whether that's adults just trying to make it through like their early 20s or whatever it is. I want to provide jobs to people. And not only that, I want to help raise a community. If you look at where we started in Grants Pass, seeing that town transform to like from just a post office and a Walmart that had just recently opened into what it's now as is a really nice bustling community
is very much. Yeah. People use Grants Pass as an example, saying this is where you can go to. Now, the Resners have helped people with the franchises and helping people expand out like that. So, is this something like, say, okay, I got a chance for a franchise, but I'm going to have to put it in Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something that would interest you?
Yeah. Yeah, that absolutely would interest me. Yeah. The most of the time when you ask people whether or not they want to operate for Dutch Bros to run a franchise, it doesn't matter where you go because you know that the culture is going to stay the same and you know that the community is going to grow with you and grow with the people that you're employing and you're serving. So where you go doesn't necessarily matter. It's the impact that you get to make that's what matters. That's what matters.
Do you find it interesting? I do. And I'm gonna. You don't have to answer this, but right across the street was Starbucks. The big word is was.
Yeah.
A Starbucks that is now shut down, and it's been shut down, and it happened soon after Dutch Bros opened, I believe.
Yeah, within a few years, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean it's, there's still a couple of Starbucks around here, but you don't get. If anything, it has raised the game of other places.
Yeah,
it has to, because you come into Dutch Bros, and people are like you, like Sin, that's out here. I mean, they're smiling, they're ready to rock on this. They want to help you. That there's the only thing I can say that's negative, in any sense of the word, is on this place right here. And this used to be another, I think, coffee place.
Yeah.
So you took it over. Is when you make that turn coming in here. That I'm inching my truck through here. but Linda's car goes zips right through, but I'm kind of looking on the sides there. But it's made up for by the people that work here. How do you, what's your training like?
What's like when we train people that first come in here?
Yeah, you all have a school?
No, not necessarily. We do on-hand training, essentially. So we've changed it a few times. It used to be 2 weeks. It used to be a week. Now we're doing it around 5 weeks. So you'll do some warehouse training. You'll get the basics down, and then you'll just come in here and get live fire training. Yeah, you have a trainer with you the entire time, and that's the best way to do it is just by muscle memory and just repetition, 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 and you're just
The same people a lot?
A lot, yeah. It would surprise me more than you think. I love when people come through and they get embarrassed because they're like, oh, you know my drink, but that's such a common place for us to know that. But, there's still a lot of variety in people that come through.
The remembering of the drinks, that happens in any place where you serve people. When you're a cocktail waitress, a bartender, working a coffee shop, I can remember people from 50 years ago that I know what they drank. Yeah. I don't remember their name, but if I'd run into them, I know what their drink
Roy.
Was.
Yeah.
Exactly. No.
Okay, Zach, so when you have something like this and you have to pump your people up saying we got a lot of these things, people coming by, or is this kind of mainly just a regular day for you and you let Tyler and Tamara out there shaking buckets at people?
How do I feel about that?
Is it like a normal day, really? Or is it slow you down? Or
No. This doesn't slow us down at all. This is one of like a special. This is a special day for us. It's a normal day to serve customers, and that's nothing new. But to have another purpose behind what we're already doing, to be able to fundraise for something else within the local community, that's what we're all about. We love community, and that's. It's special.
I tell you what, Chris and Aaron have a great representative right now.
They do, and I'm curious. So, because I have no idea how old you are. What do you do in your spare time?
I work out a lot. I work out every single day, whether that's in the morning or whether at night, because I believe my rent is due every single day because I'm not on this earth for free. So I pay my due and make sure that I'm bettering myself every single day so that I can better other people around me, or at least have the influence to better them on what they want to do with their life, whether that's their dreams or they just want to pick a new passion. There's a few different things I like to do. I like videography. I'm starting up a YouTube channel just to show off extraordinary lives. But I try not to focus on myself when I talk about myself. So when people ask me, tell me about you, it's really hard for me to answer that question.
Well, you did a great job.
Great personality. Yeah, you got a future. That's great.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
This is kind of, I think Zach is kind of representative of the culture. If you talk to Aaron and Chris, they're like this.
Well, I've got some great teachers, so.
Yeah. That's the kind of people they bring into the business, and this is a great opportunity to give back to the community. They've put up these Dutch Bros all over, and now they're helping Turtle Bay.
Yeah,
that's the whole message of the thing today. Exactly.
Hey, Zach, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise, thank you.
All right,
thank you
great to get you guys.
I'm going to call Chris and say, hey, this
guy. watch out. No, this watch guy's out. Taking over.
This guy wants your job. But only in a good sense.
Yeah, only in a good sense.
Only in a good sense. Okay, thanks a lot, Sam.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Trish, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Hey, this was just fun. It was better than the studio. And the last live remote that we did down at the bank, and I remember it was so cold. Chris had to bring me a fur coat because I almost froze to death. Not so bad this morning.
Well, we got another one of those coming. It's for Veterans Day, and it's to help veterans out. And Crown Motors always has us down there, too, for Veterans Day. We have veterans from all the wars. It's harder and harder to find World War II guys, but they're around, and a lot of them are really spry, even though they're in their late 80s, early 90s. But those,
that's great.
Getting harder in the Korean War and all that. But, again, thank you so much for being here. Tomorrow we're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant. She's going to be talking about our pets, how to keep them healthy. It's getting ready to be winter. What should we be looking for that way? We've got a lot of things going on tomorrow, too. Great day, everybody. Come on down to Dutch Bros. Caffeinate for Cause goes all day. I believe, or no, it goes from 7 to 9 today, but it also goes from 2 to 4 today. Hey, Rocky Slaughter's out there, too, and he and his wife are doing some great things for Redding, California, even though he's trying to be a lawyer. everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
There ain't no easy way out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical